Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All hell is breaking loose across the world as the move towards the singularity intensifies. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live on this Sunday, the Ides of March. Hard to believe. It is the Ides of March, the day Julius Caesar was stabbed to death. You too, Brutus, in the Roman Senate. In fact, what was the year of that? I just noticed that today is the Ides of March. And I also just noticed on Friday, looking up at the date, that, wow, it was Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. Where to begin? Oh, my goodness. Do we not have a full spectrum of information to cover? Here's a little giblet of the day. Hertz puts cameras in its rental car, says it has no plans to use them. Cameras and microphones in basically any, quote, smart device surveilling the living Toledo out of everyone. And that will dovetail with an article that's top-linked on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. Protesters stage anti-robot rally at South by Southwest, and we have a video report shot by Buckley Hammond, who's also in there producing today, with Nico Acosta. Rage Against the Machines, South by Southwest anti-AI protest to stop the robots. Group warns against artificial intelligence takeover. We need to see more of this because I'm not so worried about the artificial intelligence takeover. If we thought it out and didn't weaponize it from day one and make it autonomous, where its core function is killing people and surveilling, and if it wasn't being designed by the globalists. So forget whether it's AI or not. This ubiquitous grid takeover is being used to dehumanize and predict human activity, to manipulate human activity, and bring in total tyranny. So they really need to go protest over at Google. In fact, this is one of the ideas I had for South by Southwest a month ago when we had a meeting. It's in the notes. I said, I want to cover how they were really founded as an AI and how they act all liberal and trendy on the surface when they're really basically a government globalist consortium front group. Maybe I should personally go down to Google and march in there with a camera. And when they say down on 2nd Street, why are you here? You have to have permission. Why are you videotaping us? I'll say, but wait, you go around grabbing all our data, including Google cars, stealing passwords. There's been a new Google data breach. Personal info of users leaked due to Google error. And again, I don't have some giant, for lack of a better term, well, the word is hard on. I have a large repertoire of speech. It is a family show, but sometimes there's just not words to describe something without actually using the word. A rose is still a rose by any other name. It's just what it is. Microsoft, predatory. IBM, Uber, predatory. Google, predatory. And we still have to work with Google some because it's so ubiquitous now. It's like the water's poison, but I still got to drink water if there's no clean water around. Google is super bad, folks, super manipulative in all of their functions, and they want to be the internet and the AI system to control the future of the world, and they've got the best shot right now at doing it. So that's coming up today. Again, this is just one small area of the news. Over-the-top developments in Russia, over-the-top developments in Pakistan, over-the-top developments with Kerry and ISIS, and with Israel and Saudi Arabia and everything happening with Iran. Border Patrol says they're seeing a huge increase in sex offenders crossing the border. ICE is just being ordered to release them under the new Obama maximum criminal takeover. You say, why is Obama so over the top? Why are the globalists over the top? Because they got to break our will and set precedents to do anything they want anytime. Because stuff's going to get crazier and crazier under their plan. So they just got to get us acclimated to troops doing gun confiscation drills and checkpoints and surveillance blimps and half the public having cancer. I mean, I saw an article just the other day from mainstream news saying they predict half the kids will have all, basically Alzheimer type stuff or autism, brain disorders by 2025.
If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. Massive radical Islamicist offensives are being launched from Pakistan to Iraq to Syria, and they're operating inside Europe using pedophile tactics to recruit young teenage girls who are about as dumb as a box of rocks under this modern trendy system into ISIS. And it ties into VIP pedophile scandals. That is mainstream news. We're going to be breaking it down. Vladimir Putin says they're preparing nuclear readiness with Europe and the U.S. over Crimea. Huge developments on that front. We're going to be breaking it down. Also, continuing, arrests have been made in the shooting of Ferguson, Missouri police officers. Suspect admits to firing shots that struck two officers in Ferguson, critically wounding both. Shot one of them in the face. We're going to be breaking that down. USDA reports a virulent strain of avian flu in Kansas poultry. Don't know why it's spreading so fast. U.S. bird experts, Reuters, are mystified by Midwest avian flu spread. Continuing, we're going to get into the legal case against internet rules that the FCC spent 2 weeks blocking. They rolled them out 2 weeks ago, but then didn't release the information until Friday. We've done an analysis at Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking that down as well today. It is broadcast rules, basically, that are on UHF, VHF, AM, FM, on to the full spectrum of the entire internet with criminal penalties, the Justice Department, federal, state bodies coming after folks. It's based on complaints, so it's a snitch program. You thought the IRS was bad. The IRS was hideous, going after tens of thousands of Christian groups and indicting and arresting creationists that dare promote creationism under 501c3, like the guy that had the theme park that the atheists hated so much in Florida. And they indicted him and said, you know, you're not allowed to promote Christianity and be tax exempt. And he's been convicted and is going to prison. Yeah. What's his name again?
His name is Kent Hovind.
That's right. Kent Hovind. I interviewed him like 10 years ago, but we're going to get him back on the broadcast. Nico, were you on air when you just popped in?
I was.
Awesome. That's what I love, because the guys are always popping in my ear, helping me out sometimes. We're teleprompter free, but my crew backs me up with research and data because I am teleprompter free, and I like to have you actually hear them on air. Okay, where should we go after that? Because I'm going to break each of these down. Canada is set to pass draconian legislation that's something out of North Korea. Bill C-51 Day of Action protest announced and is denouncing new policing powers. That is going to be coming up today. It's a jam-packed transmission. But before I go any further, look at this article in a press release by Hertz. Hertz Rent-A-Car puts cameras in its rental cars, says it has no plans to use them. Samsung televisions, other smart TVs, your cable boxes. Remember I told you 15, 16, 17 years ago they were watching and listening with keyword logging. Now it's all being admitted in the terms and conditions. I had NSA whistleblowers on the show to warn you. I'm not so much worried about the rise of AI itself coming after us as the fact that corrupt humans are creating a technocracy that they control that is being pointed at the population. There was a big protest in Austin today. USA Today covered it. Protesters stage anti-robot rally at South by Southwest. DrudgeReport.com linked the top left-hand corner to our video with Leanne McAdoo talking to the demonstrators today. Here it is.
Stop the robots!
Stop the robots! Stop the robots!
You say robots!
We say no bots!
Say goodbye!
Say goodbye!
Tell us your manifesto.
Technology should be used in coordination with humans, not in opposition of humans.
Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com. I'm out here enjoying South by Southwest, and I ran into these extremists
here with his pro-humanity message. This is Adam with Stop the Robots. Are you really out here to stop the robots? Are you against technology?
Well, so people are confused. We actually, I'm a computer engineer, and we like technology. Technology can be used to help humanity. It's already been used to help humanity. And we think that the moral decisions of humanity should stay with the technology. So the day that we start creating technology that follows a moral decision complex that's not our own is the day that we're in danger. And that already exists today. And we want to make sure that in the near-term future and the far-term future, humanity is spoken for. Ways we can use human morality in effect with technology, not separate from humanity. Rather than create a technology that's a parallel of us, something that exists against us potentially, we need to create things that allow us to advance ourselves.
Yeah. And one of the big things, obviously, that's going to happen very shortly within our lifetime that a lot of people aren't really prepared for, and economists don't even know what they're going to do. Everything's going to be automated soon, and there are going to be a lot of people without jobs. Now, that could be great in one sense because we could all self-actualize and write poetry, but let's be real, there's going to be a lot of us wandering around with nothing to do. Well, so what's the answer to that?
So I actually foresee a future where technology helps us expand our economy, not just in terms of like agricultural production and things that could potentially be automated, but in terms of jobs and the intellectual future of mankind.
Yes, and that was actually one of the things that we learned at the AI conference I just covered, is that soon, with this automation, currency as we know it is going to change, the value of things will change, jobs will be obsolete, but those jobs that are really, you know, people that will remain successful are those who are able to do the jobs the robots cannot do. And so it's going to be about teaching humanity to be, you know, entrepreneurs and to think and to be creative and go beyond this, what they're teaching us at school right now is to just be robots.
Well, today there's people that are doing things for their communities, for their families, for their nations, for humanity in general, that aren't being paid for it. There's people on online forums investing extreme amounts of time helping other people, expanding on the human condition, and they're not part of the current economy. They're doing this in their own spare time. And so there are ways that we can create technology that we can't fathom right now, where people will have jobs. And as long as we keep that in mind as we build technology into the future and don't pigeonhole humanity into something where, I don't know, let's go extreme. AI controls the nuclear warheads on the planet, and all of a sudden it's got a glitch because the programmer did something wrong, and then all of a sudden humanity is destroyed.
Or it's an evil programmer.
Yeah, you know, who knows? We need to keep, I like to use the airplane example. Right now we have planes that fly themselves. I mean, even corporate jets, commercial airlines can take off and land themselves. And so the pilot doesn't have to actually do much flying. But when we put 50 people up in the air, we put a human behind the control.
All right, let's stop right there.
A robot, though it...
The full report is up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the easiest place to find it, because it's rolled down on our page to near the bottom, DrudgeReport.com. You can read the USA Today article that goes along with it. We have to have a debate about the future of humanity, period. Because Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems, I mention this a lot because he wrote about it in a lengthy article back in 1999 for Wired Magazine. He wrote, "Why the Future Doesn't Need Us." Our most powerful 21st century technologies, robotics, genetic engineering, and nanotech, are threatening to make humans an endangered species. And I want to explain something. He goes into meeting with 200 top globalist top computer owners, he himself a multi-billionaire, and the decision was made, they're not just going to let us wander around like Leanne was talking about and just write poetry all day. They see the 7.5 billion people as a scourge on the planet. You could argue we are hurting the planet. But regardless, the decision's been made to dumb us down, put infertility drugs in the food and water. This has all been announced, and just kind of stun us with chemicals until we're all have Alzheimer's by 45 and just phase out 90%+ of the world population. This is all official UN announcements. Everybody knows about this, but people just go, oh, that's the plan? So they're designing the whole grid to be a kill grid. So it'll be killer robots mopping up the last of us, and the elite will merge with the machines and become gods. Now, that's what Ray Kurzweil and Google say.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The video is halfway down on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to put it on Twitter and Facebook as well. Armed Citizens March at South by Southwest here in Austin. That's important because the mainstream media is creating the perception that guns are illegal nationwide. They produce most shows based in New York or D.C. or L.A. where they basically banned most guns. And then they go, look, we went to this guy's house and he had 10 guns. Dirty criminal. Or you have a gun in the car? Yes, we're going to prison. That's illegal. So open carry reconditions the public to understand that more guns mean less crime in all the major studies. But the mainstream media is out there brainwashing the public in the attorney general's words. That's his words. You never heard that? Let's try to find that. Quote, literally brainwash the public against the Second Amendment, where the public in major studies, according to LA Times and Forbes, believes that gun crime's up when it's down 51% since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. But that video of an amazing gun march yesterday here in Austin that needs to go viral is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got our print reporters and our videographers and researchers and folks out on the streets, and we're going to be having a lot of South by Southwest news, a lot of culture jamming news this week during the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And of course, you can follow all of that at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and of course at InfoWars.com. Now, before I get into the bad news, it's confirmed internet power grab. We got the FCC documents. They released it 2 weeks and one day afterwards, after the story was out of the news. Soon as it died down, they released it like a horrible stink bomb in church, very quietly, hoping no one noticed who did it. And it's worse than I thought it would have been. We're going to be going over that. Plus, it's totally illegal where it came from, how it's being done. And the Hill newspaper, the reports on Congress, is basically pointing that out. It's just blatantly blazing. Bravada, just like opening the borders without even an executive order. An executive order is treason. The president doesn't make law, or Obama shutting down power plants or going after bullets outside of law, but they're doing it. They're doing it, and if they get away with it, they'll get away with more. Before I get into that and the avian flu in Missouri news, that's really scary because when that jumps into humans, it's like 90-something percent fatal. Before we go there, let's get into the geopolitical news, because I've got about six or seven articles here that all tie into each other when you're geopolitically literate. The general public thinks geopolitics is boring. That's why most college graduates can't tell you the three branches of government domestically, and they can't tell you the seven continents. And but they can tell you baseball scores or football scores or NBA scores. It's not because they're even stupid. They were brought up learning how to fill their mind with tripe. It's much more interesting to know the different types of nuclear weapons. It's much more interesting to understand the history of the Russians or the Chinese or the Americans. It's fascinating. Plus, it makes you successful and informative. I've talked to U.S. ambassadors to different countries. I've talked to top generals. I've talked to insurance company heads. I've talked to rocket scientists. And they'll always be amazed at my general knowledge in their field, and they're shocked, and they'll say, well, my own engineers don't know this much stuff. And I'm somebody, folks, that can't even hardly spell. But I can certainly learn how things work and how they interconnect, because it's fascinating. I'm sure I could have become a football fan expert and tell you the sports scores from 1976 or what happened in the 1984 Super Bowl or what happened this year in the Super Bowl. But you know what? I don't want to know the jockstrap size of some arrogant roid head punk. Sorry, just not into it. But I do want to know about space probes landing on comets. I'm into really neat stuff. And you can say, hey, I'm a weirdo. Well, that's fine. Being informed, knowing known liars is a little weird. Back when this country was founded, people were into speaking 5-6 languages and not being conned and being informed and being ready to fight. They were called the greatest people ever by foreign historians in France and England and you name it. Now we're known as the dumbest, knuckle-dragging, stupid, most unhealthy people in the world because the globalists did a job on us. Plus, we were so prosperous. Our ancestors gave us so much wealth, we became a bunch of spoiled, rotten punks that think just acting trendy and like we don't care about anything and being big slackers is cool. Not caring is cool. Not caring is not existing. You're dead already. That's what Bill Joy said. They said, look, these aren't people anymore anyways. The only question is there's going to be a lot of moral people who don't want to be slaves who are going to fight the technocracy. And that's what the combat robots are going to be for. And the surveillance grid and the predictive systems to know when you're going to stand up. When you look around and see half the kids on your block with autism and a third of the people with cancer. And you know, you read all the government documents, how they're doing it by design and laughing at us. And oh, no, we've got to be mopped up, huh? We don't want to wear different colored socks and have little beards and, you know, act trendy and shuffle around, have our girlfriends boss us around. We're called men. And the world doesn't need us anymore, we're told. It's the end of the age of men. We'll see about that. Because when the men in the system find out they're not going to be brought into this new world order either, when they find out it's a centralized spiritual takeover via machines, by a group of adepts, Luciferians on the inside, and that it's the end of humanity as we know it because the devil wants to play God and have a new creation. When the elite find out they're going to be cut off, there's going to be some major resistance. And it's an info war, ladies and gentlemen, and reality is so much stranger than fiction. But let's get into what's currently happening. Kerry says U.S. will have to negotiate with Syria's Assad. Reuters, boy, that remember 2 years ago when they used al-Qaeda? To stage a chemical attack twice on Assad's forces and then claim that the West had done it, but then it came out it was Saudi intelligence. Well, now they say that the Saudi Arabian, Qatari-backed al-Qaeda, known as ISIS, is so bad that we've got to get with Assad to try to take him out. Assad, who did nothing, where women can go to college, who was westernizing things and working with the United States, he got set up. But now, I mean, who even knows if this is true? The policy is so deceptive and so war-gamed and so multi-leveled and twisted, they probably don't even know what they're doing. That's in Reuters. That dovetails with this little jewel. Iraq Kurds claim Islamic State used chemical weapons on them. Well, Islamic State is al-Qaeda, who's been caught using it twice. The UN even had to admit it, but it wasn't Assad. But remember our media saying Assad did it? Foreign media knew it was pure bull because they don't fully control the jihadis. They just fund them and turn them loose. Like throwing a kid in with five starving pit bulls. The starving pit bulls with rabies eating gunpowder for their whole life aren't under your control, but they're going to eat that kid. Just like I put 100 black widows in your bed at night, one of them's going to bite you, maybe two or three. I don't control the black widows, but I put them in your bed. Well, it's the same thing. The jihadis shot video with their al-Qaeda flags launching the chemical mortars because they want to be rock stars online. And that's what screwed up Kerry's little operation. And then the Army said, and the Air Force said, and the Marines said, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went to Obama that Saturday night and said, we're not launching an attack tomorrow. There's basically going to be a coup. This even came out here and there in the news. But it came out that the chairman went and said, we're not backing al-Qaeda. Remember the troops putting out that meme, I won't fight for al-Qaeda, Infowars.com. When we come back, what's really going on in the Middle East? It is melting down, and Putin, again, AP, says preparing to use nuclear weapons over Crimea. You can't make that up. That's the headline. These are important times to focus on reality, not on football, and acting manly. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll be covering a lot of news, but I'm going to open the phones up specifically from folks that are in Austin, Texas, and that are listening to give us their take on South by Southwest. And I'm going to break down the secret of South by Southwest next hour, one of the biggest conferences in the world now, started 20-something years ago. And when you understand South by Southwest, you'll basically understand much of the globalist brainwashing model. But we are obviously here hijacking South by Southwest, and I want to see what you think the most important South by Southwest stories are. And specifically, you can also then comment on any other stories that we've already mentioned. But I want to get callers from Austin, Texas. And I rarely do this. Sometimes I say callers from Mexico and the flu was down there, or I want callers from Canada, or I want callers from Japan. And we can usually have a pretty big audience, so we can get callers from specific areas. So today it'll be callers from Austin, Texas, their take on South by Southwest, or folks that are participating in South by Southwest. I will give that number out coming up in the next segment, and then you can line up to get on air with us. So that is all coming up today. So, if you just joined us, let's talk about geopolitical developments that'll curl your hair if you historically understand how dangerous things are. That's why so many former top generals and others are saying this is the most dangerous time we've had, even worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. You've got ISIS probably firing more chemical weapons at people after they changed their name from Al-Qaeda. You've got Kerry now saying we want to work with Syria's leader, Assad, Bashar al-Assad. After we've spent 4.5 years, our criminal government, NATO, with Turkey and others trying to overthrow the Assad regime, and about half the country's occupied by Al-Qaeda and ISIS, Islamic State fighters with their Al-Qaeda flags, it's all Al-Qaeda, folks, Al-Qaeda nomenclature, Al-Qaeda funding, Al-Qaeda flags, running around blowing up and burning things and doing all of this and cutting people's heads off, and they blow up a bunch of more churches today. We're going to get to that. Meanwhile, I've got headlines here. Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, calls Iran deal unprecedented surrender. And it's all a bunch of politics, Republican versus Democrat. You've got the U.S. and Saudi Arabian embassies on heightened security for whatever reason, AP reports. Obama White House steps up pressure on Republicans over Iran. The news is calling them traitors because they won't go along with a deal with Iran. This is a bunch of double and triple crossing going on. I understand Israel's concern about Iran having reactors, but if there are inspectors and there are cameras in the reactors, they're not going to be able, for at least 5 to 10 years, depending on the numbers you look at, get enough fissile material for weapons. Plus, let's expand on that. From my sources in the military, and I told you this about 6, 7 years ago, and then you've seen some of it in the news. Saudi Arabia has had nuclear weapons for at least a decade, and that was in the news last year that they're acquiring them now and said, don't attack us, Iran. You know, we've got nukes, basically. Kind of like Israel's had nukes since the 60s but won't admit it. South Africa's had them. That was later admitted. I mean, I've got really good sources, okay? I mean, really high-level sources over the years. A lot of them have dried up because now they're locking people up that expose treason. I mean, I have sources on publicly, like Colonel Schaefer, who ran the operation against Al-Qaeda. Abel Danger and Stratus Ivey could have killed bin Laden twice, but was ordered to stand down weeks before 9/11. And, I mean, he has been called in and screamed at repeatedly. And he's now out of the military in a consulting role to the Department of Defense and the Army and does some classified stuff and basically can't really come on the show because even when he comes on and covers stuff in the news, they call him in and threaten him. But needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, the military listens to this show because they know that I know, compared to other civilian radio, what I'm talking about. Never been in the military, but I've been studying it for 25 years, been on air for 20. I've got the sources, and I'm willing to stick my neck out and cover it. And that's why they listen, because they know we're not making stuff up. And we understand what's going on, and we decompartmentalize because we have sources high level and in other governments and in corporations where we can integrate it together and then give military personnel, whether they're low-level enlisted or high-level commissioned officers or non-commissioned officers, we help decompartmentalize the matrix for folks. And as what we predict becomes more and more true, people realize this is a hardcore broadcast. And I'm not up here bragging. I get white knuckles sometimes realizing just how effective we are and how dangerous we are to the globalists. And there's different camps in the government. The whole government's not bad. That's one reason we're still alive, plus your prayers. But listen, don't expect this show to always be here. This is not a game, people. This is not a game. This is serious for the future of our country and the world right now being decided. And elites are getting really reckless because they want to control the future of AI, of the internet, of human development. And the elites need to just back off, cool down, think about how dangerous a system they're building, because there's no way that this secures even their future activities and endangers all of us. And I'm telling you, there's real movements in government corporations to understand this. I'm not the only one saying this. People are really realizing this is dangerous to spend $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine and to move weapons and to move heavy armor in to menace Russia on their doorstep when eastern Ukraine has been part of Russia for 500 years back and forth. Does that mean Russia is wonderful? No. But look at this next headline. While we're worried about Iran, who's already got nuclear weapons, so why does Israel want to blow up its reactors? Because Iran will become self-sustaining with those reactors. They can't refine their own fuel. They've not built up to a first world state. They're the first area in the whole region, except for Libya, to get close to that in limited capacity. And the globalists do not want any sovereign country that's self-sufficient. They're making us unself-sufficient. They're deindustrializing the U.S. This is their model. And so they want to attack Iran. And I'm not demonizing Israel. It's a larger piece in all this. The globalists want an attack on Iran at certain levels. Certain camps do. To keep radical mullahs in charge. You attack Iran and blow up some of their reactors, you're going to keep them from industrializing. They really do want them for power and weapons down the road. They want them for both, let's just be honest. But they already got some weapons, at least two. I can't believe I have to even talk. This is so dangerous. Let me continue. Saudi Arabia's got a bunch. Cruise missiles to deliver them, you name it. And the whole region's worried about those two getting in a fight with each other, Shiite and Sunni. Iran, Shiite, Saudi Arabia, Sunni. And so the big thing going on here, it's so sophisticated, I have trouble even figuring it out. It's all been war-gamed, and I just think it's gotten out of control. Because the best-laid plans of mice and men often go awry. To quote A Tale of Two Cities, no, that's of mice and men. But if you look at it, it's just out of control. And now, if you're worried about Iran, messing with Russia is the much bigger issue. And here's the headline. Putin, Russia prepared, raising nuclear readiness over Crimea. And they've said openly they'll use nuclear weapons if it continues. Russia is ready to bring its nuclear weapons into a state of the art during last year's tensions over the Crimean Peninsula. The overthrow of Ukraine President Vladimir Putin said in remarks aired on Sunday. Putin also explained on previous admissions that the well-armed forces in unmarked uniforms who took control of Ukrainian military facilities in Crimea were Russian soldiers. He made the remarks on state-run TV in a documentary. So is Iran the threat or is Russia the threat? And by threat, if you go in a bear's cave and start kicking it in the face, it's going to attack you. The threat is the West wanting to dominate Russia when Russia is only trying to rebuild and is not in an offensive posture. This is global domination by different predatory groups. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's an article in the International Business Times admitting that the West is funding the war effort in East Ukraine. So this is a proxy war with Russia. It's incredibly dangerous. When we come back, we're going to look at the bird flu spreading in Kansas and more.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I don't think I've ever done this, but we're going to take calls specifically for listeners in Central Texas who are attending South by Southwest or people that have comments on South by Southwest. That's the big, giant, interactive film and then entertainment music event that goes on for more than 2 weeks. 2 weeks officially, but it just takes up the whole month of March now. It turns the city into a hellhole with massive traffic. And it's a microcosm of other globalist operations where they hype things up. It's like a new gold rush where there are no real jobs in the economy. There's no real jobs for all these trendies that have gone and gotten these degrees. And it's a bunch of corporations like McDonald's handing out free food like crack dealers, you know, hand out crack to school children. It's just a joke. And you can see where this is going in the future as there's fewer and fewer jobs. And basically these kingpins are like the scam artist that would wait out at the gateway to the West, Missouri and other areas, Chicago, Illinois, other areas, and provision everyone who was preparing to go west with their wagon trains. And if you didn't know what you were doing, they'd sell you a wagon that fell apart 50 miles down the road. They'd gouge you. They'd suck every dime out of you and then send you down the road, basically preying on your dreams, preying on your hopes. That's what fads are. It's what modern fashion's all about. It's about controlling how you see the world instead of organic cultural values. The globalists are waging war on anything organic that developed out of humanity naturally that we have ancestral memories to engage in. The globalists are waging war against the family, against sovereignty, against national sovereignty, against private property. They're at war against the individual. They're at war with humans, like they're space aliens from another dimension. And I'm not saying that's what we're dealing with, but it might as well be that. I have analyzed the enemy operation for 25 years. I've been on air for 20. I've read their publications. I've read history books. I've studied the latest manuals on technology. And I'm telling you that AI will be a new life form on this planet. And really, at its core, that's what this is about, is selling AI and the surveillance society as cool. So I want to hear your angle on South by Southwest. I want to hear your take on this and other events that are sponsored by the biggest globalist companies. The same globalist outfits that finance the gun control movement and the open borders, they're all over South by Southwest. By the way, I get invited to speak at South by Southwest events, and I don't go. I've been in films that premiere there, and I've been on a bunch of TV shows, and I just don't want to be part of it. We instead this week, throughout the weekday show coming up, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're going to be hijacking their memes, their stories, their terms, and showing people. We've already done it. We've already got two stories that are national news from this. And it just started Friday officially, right? Didn't it just start Friday? I try not to pay attention to it. But I've got the crew out there doing it. So we're going to talk about globalist fads, globalist advertising, marketing, Edward Bernays, propaganda, and how they create these events like the Oscars or sports, the Super Bowl, where it becomes so sick and we're all watching and obsessing on what they say and do. It'd be fine to have something interactive if it was from the people and what they had to say. That's why talk radio is so great. You call in, you bring up topics, you're involved. Not when you see something like South by Southwest. And that's how I see these South by Southwest trendies. I mean, they're so desperate. They're so scared. I talk to them. They're there looking for a job. They're there trying to get out of mom's basement. They're trying to find that magic thing. You got all these Google unpaid people. They've had Google intern movies to recruit them. Hundreds of thousands of them not being paid, just hoping that desperately someday they'll be somebody. And Microsoft and McDonald's, and they're all just there. Something that started out about music and independent film has just been turned into another globalist marketing pump to spew out propaganda. So I don't really know overall where you're going to go with this. I know where I'm going to go with it. I'm going to break down some of the secrets of their manipulation and kind of open source the scam for folks to wonder why they're at South by Southwest. I'm going to explain it to you. From my perspective, which is dead on, you can believe it. But you can disagree with me if you like, if you think it's a great thing. Sure, it's like a lottery ticket. You know, George Orwell marveled in essays he wrote, not just in his fictional allegory, 1984, about if the general public ever stopped obsessing on sports, knowing every sports score, or knowing all about lottery ticket systems, which were impossible. People invest in lotteries all day, spend their paycheck on it, win one out of, you know, 50 million, I guess, win the average lottery. One in 20 million, one in 5 million. It's just delusional. And that's what something like South by Southwest is it's all about suckering the chumps that want to go west. But at least if you wanted to go west to Valhalla, to a free open land, and be somebody and carve something out, at least a lot of those Easterners and immigrants knew how to work hard and were somewhat smart, even though a lot of them got ripped off by the dry goods stores and by the provisioners and by the outfitters. You need to know that something like South by Southwest is 99% fraud, 99% scam, 99% joke, chumping you. Just like turning your guns in and being trendy and being liberal and being politically correct, you're told, do this, you'll be accepted. No, do this, you're not a human anymore. You're not even real. It's totalitarianism packaged as sicky, sweet, fake liberalism. And by the way, beards are in fashion now. When I made the joke about different colored socks and beards, it's like guys with tattoos and motorcycles. I like tattoos. I get them. I like motorcycles. Most people on motorcycles with tattoos are really cool. There's certain types of people that go out and get a bunch of tattoos on a motorcycle. They're all hat and no cattle. I'm not against a hat if you got cattle. And, you know, what makes a man, the beard or the man? I have nothing against beards. You'll just see like 20-year-old guys with a beard that look at you like you're not a man. You don't have a beard. It's like, buddy, I could have a big old blonde red beard if I wanted one. I don't have one because it makes my face scratch. And, you know, the ladies don't like it. But it's the fad I don't like about the beards. That it's a system-driven cheekiness put out by the liberals that then everybody adopts. And then it's these anti-male, effeminate men with beards and big mustaches, and they look at you like you're naked because you don't have one. And it's like, hey, dude, I can break people's necks. I can wage war against tyranny. I earned my bones 100 times, 100 different ways. You don't even know what planet I'm on. I can grow a big mustache and put grease on the end of it. And I got a lot of friends that got mustaches and beards. They're cool people because they already do something. I'm talking in generalities. In generalities, everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's the fads I don't like. It's all I hear men talk about is the NFL. And it's like, talk about something else. I was in a hot tub with a couple business guys and their girlfriends last night, and it was just so refreshing to hear these super successful, young, you know, like one was like 35, almost 40 entrepreneurs. They knew how every angle, how stuff worked. They weren't even listeners, but they just knew about the scams. They were not talking about how to be trendy or how to have a beard. It was just wonderful. It was just incredible. It was a magic moment. And that's what I like to be around. It's so interesting to sit around and have dinner with a top retired NASA rocket scientist and a business owner who owns some of the biggest restaurant operations in the country and, you know, a champion bull rider. It's so cool to be around men that have actually done something, and the whole system is designed and set around not getting you to ever do anything, not getting you to ever take action. Coming up, I'll hit this and then go to your phone calls. But here's the local number. We're giving a local number out today, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And we'll take your calls if you're in Austin, Texas, have been to South by Southwest, are part of it. If you disagree with me, if you think you're getting value out of it, women think, you know, having a guy punch them and put them on the street as a prostitute, they're winning. They find out later they're not. Or buying lottery tickets. You can't explain this to some people that want to be pimped. But I'm kind of the anti-pimp. I want to see humanity rise. 877-789-ALEX is the general number if you're local and just want to call that toll-free for some ridiculous reason. But 512-646-7076. I've not gotten into the internet takeover that's going on, and we now have the documents. They now finally released them 2 weeks late to confuse everybody. When the story wasn't big anymore, we need to make it big again. That's a trick they played. We'll get into media tricks coming up in the next hour, not just South by Southwest. We'll get into USDA reports virulent strain of avian flu spreading quickly in the Kansas area and other areas. We'll get into the shooters coming out and admitting they shot the cops. Folks try to claim that was a false flag. Border Patrol says waves of sex offenders and criminals pouring across KRGV-TV. All this and more in the InfoWar. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, defending humanity. If you're watching or listening, you are the resistance to the dehumanization takeover. Resist. Awaken.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, We are broadcasting worldwide here today. We've had a couple of computer glitches today. You can hear the commercials been cut off a bit. But that computer glitch has now been fixed. We'll be able to go to your calls. Now, we have a computerized phone system with upwards of 100 phone lines. They fill up instantly, but then we have to go through the calls and find out who's really calling from Austin, Texas, and find out what topic you're on and get you on. So if you're on hold listening right now, don't hang up. We're going to get to you if you're calling from Central Texas on South by Southwest Conference. I'll be getting to that in the next segment. I want to continue with some news that's extremely important first. In fact, let's just get into this stack. USDA reports virulent strain of avian flu in Kansas poultry. The problem is this strain can jump into humans, or similar strains have, and they're extremely lethal. But if there is ever a bird flu outbreak, they'll just cover it up. I mean, I have more articles today about more Ebola cases, more scientists coming in with Ebola, more cover-ups. The media has even said, Forbes and others, that they were ordered not to report on Ebola cases in the U.S. So I don't know how bad it is. But out of sight, out of mind, it's kind of like the borders are completely wide open. And for 6 months, we didn't even know it until Border Patrol told us. We went down and videotaped it. And again, I always use that as an example. If they can do that, they can do anything. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed an infection of a virulent strain of avian flu in poultry in Kansas, the first case in the migratory bird route that runs through the center of the country. The USDA identified H5N2, the flu strain, in the backyard chicken and duck flock in Leavenworth County, Kansas, according to a statement issued on Friday. It is the first case in the central flyaway migration route, which stretches north south from Montana to Texas. The same strain of the virus, which is deadly in poultry, has been found at commercial turkey farms in Minnesota, Missouri, and Arkansas. They lie in a neighboring migratory route called the Mississippi Flyway. Here's another one out of Reuters as well. U.S. bird experts mystified by Midwest avian flu spread. A virulent strain of avian flu has killed turkeys in the heart of the nation's poultry region. Has been found through molecular testing to be nearly identical to viruses isolated in migratory ducks. But some wildlife experts are skeptical of suggestions that wild birds are responsible for spreading the H5N2 strain that has infected poultry. Top investigator for the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the testing performed by governments supports the conclusion the virus is being carried by waterfowl along the established migratory route that stretches from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. I remember a real false flag back in, what was it, 2000, 2001, with the foot and mouth that was a weaponized strain. It popped up in, like, I forget, like 50-something different areas from Scotland to southern England. It popped up everywhere. And it popped up the same week. And I said, clearly, foot and mouth, looking at how it spread and the high kill rate this is having, this is weaponized. Well, it turned out they said an environmental activist working at a lab had gotten it out and spread it with cohorts, but then nobody got in trouble. That's a cover, folks. They were going after rural communities trying to pass draconian laws. And I don't know if this is that, but a lot of the experts, when you read on, are saying this is popping up all over the country, and it's the same strain, and it's not even in migratory routes. This one is, and this doesn't add up. Well, we see a lot of industrial espionage, and it could be done by weirdo environmental groups or foreign governments or criminal groups in our government. When people say, are you against the government? I'm against how our government is just this wide-open interface for corporations and other governments to create their own fifth columns inside of it and screw over the public. I mean, is it the government coming out with TVs that watch and listen to you? Well, yeah, government has let it happen. But it's beyond that. It's a corporate conspiracy against humanity and against free market and against choice, against free will. Stay with us. Your call's coming up.
When you grab him, that's when you fail.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, because it ties into what's happening with South by Southwest and a lot of other issues, the legal case against internet rules and why the Hill experts, who've talked to a bunch of experts, believe that the law, well, it's not a law, that the regulations put forward outside of law are basically illegal and were not done properly. Exactly what I've been saying. But now we've had time to look over what's in this. And I was having arguments with people last night. I was saying, listen, there was a threat of big corporations to try to take over the internet and in net neutrality. But out of that fear, the FCC power grabbed it, and a lot of the same corporations will now go in to this whole regulatory nightmare where the FCC now claims jurisdiction over it, and you will see not just what they've currently done, but a bunch of other laws and regulations coming out within that framework to start chopping up the internet, taxing it, and tracking it, which is in the actual document that I covered on Friday in detail. It's 400 pages, not 330-something like we were told, and it is a bloody nightmare. That video is up on Infowars.com. It's titled, Confirmed, FCC Takeover of the Internet. And the FCC is an agency that I've been on there 20 years. I've seen people deal with them. They put EAS kill switches in all your broadcast systems. There's an Obama kill switch, a government kill switch in the internet now. I mean, this is the takeover, folks. I'm going to say this real slow. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both for this power grab. The Republican leadership could have stood in the way and said, we make the laws. They didn't. Now, the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership like it. Do when they're run by the big globalist consolidators, do you think it's good? Oh, but you heard Obamacare was going to give you something free. Or a lottery ticket was going to give you something for free. All the immigrants coming here, the magnet, unlimited numbers. I mean, it's millions every few months now. And the government keeps those numbers secret, but has admitted recently there's something like 40 million illegals they're getting ready to legalize. Came out in the news last year, Senator Sessions released it. They're preparing 40 million green cards, more than the populations of three Central American countries. I remember that headline. In fact, typed that in. It was Guatemala and two others. I think it was Politico. It was government prepares more green cards than in three Central American countries. And then it listed them. 40 million. It was in the news last week that the illegals are going to get Social Security cards in 2016. Just, oh, you want a driver's license? Here it is. Go vote. And I'm not against these people, except it's a globalist plan to get them here with the freebies, then change the laws, take those away. There it is. Obama administration quietly prepares surge of millions of new immigrant IDs. That's Breitbart, but the one I saw was just incredible. So that's coming up. And that ties in to South by Southwest. I've lived in Austin for 23 years. My mother's from Austin. Her parents are here, or my grandfather's dead. My grandmother's hanging on. Tough lady. And I've seen South by Southwest from its infancy. What is it, 26, 27 years old? I forget how old. Give me a Wikipedia on them, if you can, please. I know who started it. Lewis Black, fake name, whatever. Not the comedian. Guy's got a major axe to grind, make stuff about me constantly. If I wanted to sue him, I could many times over. But that's, and I know he listens because he writes about me almost every week, attacking me and making up more garbage. But long story short, he takes the David Cross approach. the big comedian who made a movie saying that I hate Jews and black people. You know what? He apologized to us this weekend. We're going to see if we can get him on the show because he knows that's a load of bull. He said his supporters are chewing him up.
Looks like it was 28 years ago.
It was 28 years ago it was founded. Yep. So 28 years ago it was founded. So I was here from the infancy when it was like Rick Linkletter and people like that. It was true underground films making it into the big time, giving them a national platform. It was musicians getting a national platform. It was interesting. And so the people that started, I think, you know, did something interesting, did something that's laudable. I can say that of Lewis Black, owner of the Chronicle. But see, I live here, so I know the inside behind the scenes baseball. I know that if you own a coffee shop in South Austin, because I had my office next door to them down on Mary Street, that they would actually send people from South by Southwest that work for it, threatening them with lawsuits, you name it, or worse. And then the cops would show up over music, but South by Southwest can blare it at any octave at once, and they would shut it down. I know filmmakers that would set up their own film festival with a blow-up screen and a deal, and then they would do the same thing. So a lot of what I would liken to gangsterish, underhanded, anti-free market type activities. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls on this subject. And then last year, I had a crew out handing out free magazines, InfoWars magazines. I had a street team, paid them like $5,000, a team of like six, seven people over 3 days to hand out 20,000 magazines. First it was going to be 5,000, then I expanded it. And South by Southwest complained, they admitted it, and sent out code enforcers to say, you can't hand out stuff in America. So see, I'm not going to spend all day on this. It isn't about me being violated by these people. It's about the fact that it's gone from being something that was grassroots to now one of the biggest, if not the biggest, interactive music film conferences in the world, because it combines all three, to a case where 100,000 plus people show up. And I was downtown today. I stay downtown part of the time. And I sit here and I watch these people desperately with all the money they've got. And I talk to them. In fact, I should do a video warning the average South by Southwest mark of what's happening. Hey, South by Southwest chump target. You know who muggers in New York park? A out-of-towner woman, generally. And they jump on you from behind, slam your head to concrete, and rob you. Three thugs. Well, this is just a more sophisticated form of that, in my opinion, in my view. And so all they do is they advertise, this is where you strike it rich. Why they found all sorts of goodies in the hills of California, and then everybody rushes out there for a gold rush. This is the exact type of garbage that we've seen over and over again. Now, continuing, it's that lottery ticket, gold rush, mindless mentality that I see the globalists with feminism and political correctness and college. I shouldn't really be singling out South by Southwest, because they just follow the rest of the Hollywood model. In fact, here's my best analogy or best allegory or parallel to what's happening at South by Southwest. If I was out in L.A. and saw Greyhound buses show up every day, and documentary's been made about this, of 18-year-old beauty queens who can't be cheerleaders anymore, but they nearby to smile and look at them, they think they're all going to be movie stars, within 1 week, they are in hardcore porn. Or they're pimping on the street. Being pimped out on the street. And it's the exact same thing. Colleges, I mean, when I talked about this 15 years ago, people didn't believe me. Now it's all over the news that most degrees are worthless unless you want a giant student debt and you're going to be bagging groceries or being a waitress or a waiter for the rest of your life. But all those people dream of being big movie stars or musicians. That's why every waiter is going to be a movie star or a musician, and every grocery bagger is going to be a movie star. Now, those are the wannabe white-collar ones whose parents were white-collar who are now going below blue-collar because they went and got the degree and bought into the system. I'm going to break down the heart of South by Southwest, the scam, when we come back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
From Austin, but dozens of others from all over the world. Look, I kind of tend to babble. Let me crystallize my problem with South by Southwest and why it's important to you if you're listening in Russia or China or Mexico or Antarctica, for that matter. It's fad-driven propaganda where the system creates a big event, gets everybody obsessed with it, and then puts cultural messages into it. Then they sell the idea that if you make a pilgrimage to the Mecca of South by Southwest or the Mecca of UT or the Mecca of Penn State or the Mecca of Harvard or the UC Berkeley, that you're going to get a career and a future out of that while the country's being shut down, while the jobs are being shipped overseas. And when you read the political think tank actuaries from 30 years ago and from a year ago, they're following a set plan. A world's being built where you have no power, where you are emasculated, where you are dehumanized, where you are not independent. That's the name of this Borg game. And South by Southwest, in just the last decade, has turned into a bunch of desperate people, it looks like at a job fair, walking around trying to get a job. Almost everyone. And there's almost no local media, almost no independent film, almost no independent music. It's just bigger and bigger acts. 30, 40-year-old rock bands coming to town. It's just turned into a big entertainment extravaganza, but being sold as a shot for you to make it, just like most of the degrees are worthless. So I'm going to tell women something. If you're driving down the road, you're 19, you live in Kansas City. We're on in Kansas City right now. You're beautiful. You want to be a movie star. You read People magazine every day. You don't feel like you have value if you don't go to L.A. Every guy tells you you're beautiful. There are predators in Los Angeles, and when you get there, you're not going to get an actress job. You might, if you don't want to be a prostitute, be an assistant to somebody. And that's actually your best shot, would be an assistant to somebody who's wealthy and then marry him. And that's a very low probability. Just like every kid thinks they're going to be in the NBA or the NFL. It's a 1 out of 5,000 shot or more. It's made up. And they focus on things that aren't based on normal human activity. If we went in the right direction, you could have a shot to be part of a space colony. Or you could have a shot to be part of a, you know, really dangerous undersea colony, to be a true trailblazer. Or you could have a shot at, I mean, we don't even think in those directions. Because the elite don't want us thinking about autonomous drones. They don't want us thinking about GMO and AI. That's all they talk about. You just go watch your football and go to your South by Southwest and act trendy while the government and corporations are about, in their own words, 30 to 40 years advanced the technology they even let us know they have. So see, I'm into the real world. And Nico, you were popping in. We were talking during the break. You've been here 10 years. What's your view on South by Southwest? Nico Acosta here in the studio.
When I got here about 10 years ago, it used to be a lot of fun. There was an energy in the air that was sort of intoxicating, and it's not really here nowadays. It's just so commercialized. It actually makes me sick to be in that environment now, and it used to be my highlight of every year.
Exactly, and it's all these wannabe guys in suits with sunglasses on going, I got a major deal. Yeah, we'll make the deal right now in front of groups of people. It's just like L.A. You go out there, it's meeting after meeting, and everybody's going to be a big star, and this project's going to get made, and 99.99% of the time, nothing happens. Or even if you do a project, then the people screw you out of the money. And believe me, folks, I've been involved in it. I know. And then now L.A.'s collapsing, in the words of their mayor 2 years ago. They are, quote, collapsing. That whole old system is collapsing, and they're all running here. And I'm just being invaded by drooling, desperate trendies all running around with narcissistic smiles on their faces. Vampires can't get blood from each other. And I think about they're worse than lottery ticket buyers. They're worse than the young girls that travel out to L.A. think they're going to be movie stars. And I guess they do end up being stars, getting $1,000 a scene. You know, that's what's incredible is that prostitutes, a street hooker makes more than a porn star now. But see, they call it a star. A star. You tell somebody they're a star. You're a star. You don't want to get married and have kids. You're a star. You like Obama. You're part of the winning team. This is what the fad mind control is all about. I'm going to put Buckley Hammond, my cousin, on the spot here. He's a reporter, but also out there running the board today, coming in when one of our crew's sick. And Buckley, run over there to the microphone and talk to us on air. You've been living in Austin 20-plus years, just like I have. In fact, you lived down here about 25 years ago before I even got to Austin 24 years ago. What is your take on South by Southwest? I mean, it's fine for us to hijack it. I mean, we're on Drudge Report. We're all over the news. We're getting millions of extra views and listeners from it. But we're there pimping the pimp. We're there taking South by Southwest, the big corporations, and burning their butt. Our reporters are out there flaming them and just smashing them every day. They want to stop us from handing out magazines or filming on the street. How about you go to Hades, South by Southwest wannabes? Go to North Korea, you vampires. But see, they want to be in Austin. They already sucked L.A. dry. They already sucked New York dry. They already sucked down all these places. So now they're coming to Texas to raise our taxes. That's another thing. They collapsed California, and now they're here with carbon taxes and smart growth and all their inside jobs. I'm sick of it. You're a bunch of totalitarian snot noses. Buckley, go ahead.
Well, I certainly would have to agree with Nico that it's no longer a grassroots kind of a really creative circumstance where you get these, you know, amazing bands from Norway that you've never heard of, that you stumble into a little bar and you hear the most amazing music you've ever heard. It's really not that so much more. It's very, very, very corporate. And the second part that you kind of alluded to is it's really weird now because South by Southwest has become this organization that kind of just takes over the town almost like a big parasite. It comes in and all of a sudden their weird totalitarian rules about where you can go and what you can do that's been so influenced, influences the local government and the police and everything else. It becomes this almost like quasi sort of government system that descends upon the city and sort of, changes the right of way on streets. And
see, that's why you need to be on air, buddy. I'm trying to make you do that. You've already been successful in TV, radio, filmmaking your own right. Buckley moved to Chicago 12 years. I had to really offer him a lot of money to even get him down here. He was successful in his own right. Buckley helped me 23 years ago start the radio show. He saw me for 3 years. And I wasn't successful through the corporate venue. I had to create my own information platform, my own films first. And that's the thing. You're not going to find success going to the big whorehouse Southwest, South by Southwest. You're going to have to create your own media system based on passion. Then people will support you, but not just showing up and repeating the Trinity slogans. And let me say this, and we're going to break, and I swear, going right to your calls for the last two segments. This is the heart of my problem with it. They're stealing people's dreams, making them think that you come to them, you get off the Greyhound bus in L.A. when you're 18 as a beautiful woman, and you're going to be a movie star. No, you're not. You're going to be lined up with 100 guys in a gangbang scene, okay? And I hate to get gross here, but that's what's going to end up with AIDS. You're going to end up with HIV and hepatitis and everything else. That's what they offer you is HIV and hepatitis. Well, here they offer you bankruptcy and failure. But I notice these trendies like gamblers, these are really obsessive gamblers, the South by Southwest crew. They will keep doubling down on college and this scam and every other scam trying to get it. And then you hit the nail on the head. Over the last 15 years, they shut down hundreds of nice music venues saying sound ordinances because they were too loud because of, quote, downtown residences before there were any downtown residences. Now they built all the downtown residences and let them blare it as loud as they want because it's big mega companies. It was big corporations coming in, destroying beautiful Austin, and then like the Thing trying to become it. And I'm announcing South by Southwest is dead. I think it'll be falling apart within 3 years. It's peaking. It's going to collapse.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The globalists move into states, move into countries, raise the taxes, exempt themselves, implode the economy, and then move on to the next country or next state. Austin now is covered by parasitic locusts and their camp followers, a bunch of self-obsessed narcissists with their constant obsessions with Facebook and Twitter, echo chambering, believing that they will travel here and finally become part of the TV fantasy world when they're living in the real world on a planet in space. See, it's the false matrix reality trying to take over. I want to hear from Austin callers. I'm going to go to everybody, but I want to hear specifically from people at South by Southwest, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. I mean, I saw McDonald's out this morning at South by Southwest because I was out there covering it. I got some video for report the next few days. I shot one. And they have these tubular backpacks on their backs handing out free McDonald's coffee. McDonald's is collapsing right now. I'm not just saying South by Southwest will collapse. I'm predicting it will collapse. They've already dialed back a third from last year. That was the beginning of the collapse. You heard it here first, in my view. McDonald's is collapsing. That's in the news. We told you years ago that was coming. The people are waking up. They had guys out handing out free coffee, and then they would take a selfie with the person and tell them they were a star and post it on some McDonald's website subsection. Like, you're a star, and people are lining up. That's their demographic, though. The general public, like, no way, I don't want to be on the McDonald's website like an idiot chump. Oh, look, I'm a movie star. My photo's on a McDonald's subpage somewhere. But South by Southwest narcissists, they all line up around the block to do it. That's what's sick. Okay, I want to go to Gareth. I want to go to the janitor. I want to go to Ronnie. I want to go to Maggie, Jay, Charles, Paige. There's some Matt. We're going to get to everybody. I'm going to try to shut up. Just give me your point. I'm moving to the next person. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Austin, Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. This is based on my passion for Dr. Ron Paul and boycott South by Southwest. Hey, what a concept.
Well, what happened to you? Just tell us.
Okay. My political rights to spread love for Dr. Ron Paul were denied to me outside, but near their entrance. I mean, it wasn't.
Oh, I know. No, they had the police come over and they said, Mr. Jones, we know it's not illegal for your crew to hand out magazines, but South by Southwest is threatening the city and code inspectors, and they're telling us. And I said, then arrest us. And the cops said, no, I'm not going to do it. And the cops refused to follow the fake orders of the code inspector who was right there saying we couldn't hand out magazines. I said, I'm going to sue all of you. And the cops said, we got it on video. They said, Alex, we're not doing it. I mean, that was 2 years ago. No, that was last year. I mean, there's just no end to these people. What did they do to you? Where were you, Ronnie?
Well, I was at the near the entrance to the event, but I was outside of it, you know, in the park. So evidently just carrying a Ron Paul sign, as I often do, was reason enough for them to harass me and drive me illegally. I mean,
did they order the cops to do it because they're God, they're South by Southwest trendies, or was it the trendy little non-paid bots of South by Southwest?
I think they were the bots. They might have had some authority there, you know, some uniformed people there. But like,
well, Ronnie, I know this. If somebody shows up at my, because they show up at any media operation and say you're not allowed to operate in the city where Don Corleone, I mean, if any mafia ever shows up here and tells me I can't operate, they're going to get a big problem. I appreciate your call. But see, you don't recognize it because they're like trendy mafia that go, let us have your speech. Don't be racist. Turn your guns in. You can't have a music event anywhere in the city when we have it, or we'll come after you. We own everything. We're God. Let's go ahead and talk to the janitor in FEMA Region 9. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, janitor. You're on the air worldwide.
Fantastic. There's a couple of factors that you haven't been covering regarding the Middle East and Iran, and I know this is deviating from your South.
It's okay. Of course people deviate. Just go ahead and get to it, brother. We're not screening your call.
Wesley Clark talked about seven countries, Egypt, Iran, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan. The only two countries that stand, basically, are Syria and Iran. Biggest gas producer in the world, the top two is Russia and Iran.
And they want to cut them off so they can cut off Russia supplying Europe and the rest of the world with the oil and gas.
No, that's not the case. The reason why the new South Stream happened is because it went through Turkey, and Turkey is going to go through there. And the second gas producer is Iran, which they have a pact that's going to run from the pipeline through Kurdistan or current Iran.
No, I know. That was Gazprom. I mean, in Russia, if you cut off the Unocol pipelines and things, then the West won't control the shipments to China. So they want to stop any Russian pipelines in Afghanistan and put in U.S. pipelines. And then you're right. They want Turkey to get that gas that's there in the Mediterranean. Yes. I mean, of course, there's so many facets to this. How could you not cover them all?
There's only three countries. This is the death of the petrol oil. This is how it's going to happen. There's three countries that benefit from Iran becoming the darling of the United States. That don't benefit. It's Israel, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and Israel are on the bad side. Turkey's on the good side because they just get $500 and some odd million just for having the pipeline.
That's a big part of it. You're right. That's why they want to attack Iran. Everybody knows Iran already has nukes. It's not about that. It's about destabilizing the region. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Garth in San Francisco on South by Southwest. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Is it me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, good. There's so much I want to talk about South by Southwest. No, I'm limited on time, but so I work in tech and I live in San Francisco, and I see it a lot. This just sycophantic, you know, sucking up to the whole tech industry. And they put on events here that are sponsored by Google, Microsoft, Facebook, you know, all the big tech companies. So it's, and they, what they, the sick thing is that they call it community. They call it the technology community, but it's not community. It's a big corporate event. And the same thing is true. You can go to southbysouthwest.com and you can see the list of all the sponsors on there. You know, and you've got McDonald's, which you had already mentioned earlier. You've got your AT&T, Pepsi. Now, switching over real quick to, well, I want to cover the feminism thing. So the feminism is tied in with it, too, because now they're trying to get more women in tech. And if you see this whole big push for women in tech, you haven't covered this on your show, but there's a big push for women in tech.
No, there's there's a push everywhere where if guys have degrees and better scores and work harder, they don't care because men are inherently bad and we've got to get women in there to make sure, again, that it's the end of families, the end of humanity. It's a resource-based allocation to end humanity as we know it.
This goes back to the Jaffe memo where they say encourage women to work. It's the same plan.
To get their taxes and break the family up. It has nothing to do with empowering women.
Right. It's not, and it's working. It's totally working. And they've got smart cities. They've got smart cities there. They're trying to promote driverless
cars. That's right. Austin is piloting the driverless cars, the tax by the mile. And now Hertz has announced cameras in their rent cars. It's just crazy. And then you tell these trendies, hey, you know, this technocracy is being designed in a bad way. And they say, nothing will stop it. Google is taking over. Last year we had an interview. I mean, it's so cult-like.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to get on here, because I'm in tech, and I'm not, I don't want it to be like, oh, you know, these rednecks versus all these tech guys, because I'm in it. I see it. I've worked at companies that are doing things like this. I'm like, hey, this is not a good product. But the other thing I really wanted to get on is, I want to jump real quick, because I know I'm limited on time, is the biotech. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there was a woman from Organic Consumers who was actually banned from speaking there by the biotech industry organization, who has a big influence at South by Southwest, which is now the big thing. They're going to push GMOs because GMOs are going to stop global warming. And it sounds nutty, but glyphosate's good.
No, I mean, I'm aware of the big push here at South by Southwest to push GMO and cancer rate, glyphosate and all the rest of it. But you're telling me where there's a news article that they banned a woman from speaking here?
Green Giant picks off. It's on Organic Consumers. They banned this woman from speaking at South by Southwest. You can look it up. Gene Giant kicks OCA off SX.
Gene Giant kicks woman off South by Southwest. Look it up. Pull it up. I want her on, and I want her in studio. In fact, whoever they're blackballing, I want them on here.
Yeah, and this, the industry that's doing that, it's called Biotech Industry and Organization, and they have a large history of working through the Bivings Group, which was hacked, and they were completely doxxed. All their information was leaked, and it was on WikiLeaks. And but there's still a lot of the same people, a lot of shady organizations going.
Well, I mean, that's my biggest problem with South by Southwest and these corporate events is they're totalitarian. They have the nerve to say we couldn't hand out magazines, but anybody else can hand out stuff. I mean, they're just total out of control thugs. And I got news for these totalitarian leftists. We're not putting up with them.
They want young people to think that, you know, yeah, just like you're saying earlier, they want, yeah, you're gonna be a star, you're gonna be working in tech. Hey, it's not that glamorous. I'm telling you, when I'm in San Francisco and I'm paying rent, which is over $2,000 a month for a 400-square-foot apartment in what's
called. I hear you, brother. You're a great caller. Lots of facts. Maggie, Jay, Charles, Fergie, and other people. Your calls are coming up. Get ready.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sure enough, here's the article about South by Southwest and a very respected organization, Organic Consumers Association. I'm going to call this lady tonight. I'm going to get her on tomorrow. She was set to be part of a Free Your Mind session, interactive, but basically, pressure was put on it to not expose glyphosates or GMOs. Well, good luck. You can have McDonald's run around handing out all their free garbage all day. Nothing's going to put that back together again. Speaking of glyphosates, when I'm going to your phone calls, I have two news articles here in my stack just from the last week. Fluoride in drinking water may trigger depression and weight gain, warned scientists. London Telegraph, in a major government study. Here's another article on Infowars.com. 24,000 chemicals may be tainting your bottled water. You need to filter your own water, and you need to filter it with a system that actually reduces or cuts it all out. We sell two different platforms that do it that are very affordable that I personally use, the ProPure G2 systems and the Clearly Filtered, InfoWarsStore.com, and you get a high-quality water filtration system. You got a five-fold increase in kidney failure in areas with glyphosate, folks. This cuts it out. You need to filter your water. Right now, Austin water tastes horrible, and they go, oh, it's an algae bloom, but it's not bad for you. Yeah, right. The water smells like urine. But at the South by Southwest, people will love it, I guess, because they're already urinating on everybody's liberty anyways. But InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to answer all your questions. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off. They're already lowest price on proven, documented. We have the studies, the side-by-side lab test blows away. We have Austinites, speaking of the devil, doing taste tests 9-1, liking ours better than leading competitors, filtered water. We did that on the hike and bike trail. You can see the video there at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's just jam in calls. Paige, then Maggie, then Jay, then Charles, then Matt. That's all we have time for. Let's go to Paige. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Paige from New York City. I have a few points. One is, I'm in New York City. Everyone's liberal here. Everybody buys into all the propaganda. And I just feel like the East Coast is completely void of any counter message, and it almost seems like it's a lost cause.
It's a cult, and until the governor says, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, leave. And they said, are you serious? He said, leave. And these are cult members, and now they've collapsed their states, and now they're coming here to enslave me.
Exactly. And so I was a PR director for a big company, and I can tell you off-air, and so... I just think that what woke me up, because I grew up in the city and I work in fashion, is really 9/11. And I almost feel like that's the key that kind of has sparked, this whole awareness of everything going on. And especially for people on the East Coast with the Boston bombing, it's really such common sense. And people have overcomplicated it so much. And, especially with the CIA coining the term conspiracy theorist. I think we need to make apparel and kind of go back to that old school, mythology of, making apparel, making ads, because, with the FCC right now, they're about to take over the internet with everything that they censor as it is.
What you're saying is what my mom says constantly. Culture is how we win. Making art is how we win. We have to all become walking billboards for freedom, and we will overturn the system. And the reason they're trying to shut down the web and freedom is because we're winning on the GMOs and the glyphosates. I mean, every week, major companies are pulling it, like McDonald's. We're winning geopolitically. You're right. There's certain areas like the West Coast and the East Coast where they've really brainwashed people, but still... Please continue as a PR person. What is it like for you, trained in all this, to see it being used against the people?
It is so beyond frustrating that, I am really big in fashion. And, it's so frustrating because I'm like a space alien out here. And, people have wanted to write manuscripts and screenplays of my life story. I'm only 30. But, it was until I realized just through, different life hardships that, I really wanted to have a purpose, and this, it was my calling. It's trying to alert people, but in a way that isn't, where they're like, you're a conspiracy theorist, or they want to marginalize you. Sorry, I'm in a pet store.
It's okay.
They want to marginalize you, just for having a different view. It's like, they will not even accept you to the point where, my Twitter, I can't follow the people I want to follow just for business purposes. It's become that crazy.
It's a cult. Political correctness is the opposite of liberalism. Real liberalism is Jeffersonian and is wide open, wild, wild west. But what's amazing is that you as an insider are talking about the experiences you've gone through, and people I talk to in Hollywood, you name it, it's the same thing. They are in a cult. They want out of it. So the good news is the general public may be dumbed down in certain areas, but people inside the system really don't like having their free will taken away. And it's so empowering once they start saying no to the system that it's infectious, and I think it's going to spread. We'd love for you to do an interview with your face blacked out if you wanted to on Skype. PR Insider Speaks Out or something if you'd like. We'll put you on hold. You can give us your name and number. If you don't, just hang up. But we'd love to talk to you more. God bless you, Paige. But there's so many people seeing PR that are on the inside that listen to my show about Edward Bernays and the CIA and Project Mockingbird and coining the term in the 60s, conspiracy theorist. These are smart people, and they know we're not lying. And they're like, yeah, this is really bad. They just never thought about it. We're just here not to tell you what to think, but to get you to just go, hey, look around you. Is everything normal what you see going on here? Because it's not. And then them preying on all these poor South by Southwest people. I've probably talked to 50 of them the last few days. And I'll go, let me guess, you're a college graduate, can't get a job. And they're like, yeah, I got a huge student debt. I'm just hoping to find something here that gets me ahead. And they have this soul that's good, that wants to be special and wants to take action, because humanity is special. But it's being manipulated by these globalists. Jay in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Thanks good.
For taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say you have a great set of pipes. You were born to do this. And, I just wanted to get into a few things, basically. You know, it's just like you said, and it's even like people are so dumbed down. That's what it is. It's like, even with the NFL, Adrian Peterson doesn't have an appeals process. I'm like, okay, did you know that? Do you know what's going on with the internet right now? Did you know that you don't have an appeal process with your internet right now? Did you know that was taken over? And people, they don't even want to deal with that. They go, oh, I'll get out of here with that. So, you know, that it's just irritating. It's like, you know, people are so dumbed down. And that's why people thank you, Alex, because you give that history lesson. These people are being raised by dumbed down parents that don't know anything. So the rants are good. The rhetoric is good. We love it. And that the truth movement is what's trendy. See, that's what's trendy. And people like Matt Allen and these different ones, they want to be trendy. And they want to take over the grassroots movement. That's why they infiltrated. Any good
I should just put you on as a host. You should be a radio host. You just said everything I wanted to say in 2 hours in 45 seconds. That's it. It's so frustrating that the TVs are watching us. Hertz is putting cameras in. They did just take over the internet. You tell a trendy, they just go, oh, and laugh at you because they don't know anything, and their only response is to act cool. So we have to just move on past these zombies and find people of every race, color, and creed and religion that understand we have an evil takeover happening. We can come together with our choice and build our own culture that is so sexy compared to the ugly, fake, plastic culture being sold to us by Madison Avenue.
Yes, we're keeping track. The bullet grab, the Trans-Pacific Agreement, everything done in secret, the black sites, the immigration, all illegal, all criminal. But I just wanted to ask you one more thing. Did you see that talk show that had the president on this week?
No.
Did you see how he introduced them? You didn't see that? The gym guy introduced him as the first Kenyan-born socialist.
We actually have that clip. Yeah, they make a joke out of it.
That's funny, right? This is the United States of America, but that's funny to introduce somebody. That's trendy. Kenyan, but you're not a citizen of the United States, but you get to be president like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a joke.
And now we learn it was a PSYOP scam to push us getting ready for foreign presidents, when in truth he's not. He's from Hawaii and the son of a famous communist. I mean, you can just see the CIA writing the scripts on this, and even I bought into that Kenya stuff. And that's why it was in his Harvard Review, he was from Kenya. His wife said he was from Kenya, to make us jump on it and say, you're from Kenya, when he's not from Kenya, but then throw it back in our face and kind of say, I am from Kenya, when he's not. I mean, it's so sophisticated. These people are so smart. But they've just decided to screw everybody over. God bless you. Great to hear from you. These callers are just so good. We got Charles wants to talk about public affairs relating to current topics. We've got Maggie in Austin. I got to go to Maggie, and I promise, Charles, we can get your number if you want. Have you back on, and Matt, because I want to hear what he has to say. But so get their numbers if we want them to call and put them on tomorrow. Maggie, you got 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. For years, I used to go to South by Southwest, and I really loved it. But now I see it as a very dark force for all the reasons that you and Nico and Buckley mentioned. And to that, I would like to add that I also see it as sort of the linchpin or pillar or model for turning Austin into one giant service economy based on party.
Genius. Absolutely. No longer any industrial or cultural base. Just a party place, a place to vomit on the street. See you back tomorrow live.